Blog Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas. How you been? Me, I'm doing fine. I'm still alive and kicking after all of these years. The Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents.
Wishing you and yours a merry, merry Christmas. Thank you for joining Motivating Monday. Unless you're just feeling that bah humbug, or like many, many posts have been presented this morning how not to get caught up in the commercialism of Christmas and holiday season. But remember Christmas, remember Christ, remember, you know, stay focused. We're having fun with Santa, you know, you all know I love Santa, and having fun with the holiday season. But that means you have a holiday spirit, right? But don't, you know, forget the true meaning of Christmas also. But thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. It's Motivating Monday, and the show is entitled Christmas Time Chatter, just having fun talking about Christmas time. I hope you enjoyed Saturday night, late night program as discussed the history of Christmas music, Christmas carols, and all of that. So I'll be playing the same songs that I played on Saturday night also. You just heard the beginning of Mary's Christmas by Michael Anthony, a YouTube and Reverb Nation friend of mine. So check out Michael Anthony of Texas, Christmas songs. And also, I will be playing Christmas Anthem by Landon T. Smith, okay? But this is the last Monday before Christmas. This is the eve of Christmas Eve, right? And a big shout-out to Josh Haley. Studio also has this big event today. So those of you that are visiting Jackson or want to do something different other than just shopping, definitely check out Josh Haley. Friend of mine on Facebook and all of that, and check out what's going on today. The exhibit begins, a big show tonight at Capri Theater. Also, I want to shout out stamps. Many of you love stamps and know about stamps. Many of you have heard about stamps. You guys hear me talk about Big Apple Inn and, you know, Big John Burgers and all that. But stamps also is another great place to visit and eat burgers. So I've been chatting with the owner of Stamp Super Burger. So thank you for sharing with me. Had a blast of a conversation. Hope that he'll be guest on the show in the real near future. Also, you know, love talking with entrepreneurs, success-minded entrepreneurs, from, you know, the ones that's been in business a long time to aspiring ones of all backgrounds, and definitely looking forward to him being a guest in the near future, but also I would be visiting. You guys know burgers are my guilty pleasure. And so I definitely would be. I might be getting in shape, but I love my burgers. I have not let go of my burgers. And they have healthy versions of vegetarian burgers, all types of burgers at Stamps. So I definitely be paying a visit real soon. He just stirred me up. I'll be paying a visit to Grub and all. And, of course, you know, take pictures and post on Facebook and everything. But a big shout-out to Stamp Super Burger for, you know, chatting with me this morning and all of that. I like it. I tell you guys, I love to effectively network. And, you know, if I can, we'd still be chatting if I didn't have to, you know, be on time this morning. I know sometimes you guys get crazy, like, why she changed the time? And, again, yesterday I did not broadcast that show where we need to talk about Shopper's Right. You know, like Barney's has this new Shopper's Right law and all that. So that show would definitely be on Saturday. I keep postponing that show. So I guess saving the best for last. On Saturday we'll talk about that and more bargain shopping and all. But had fun on Saturday night. Yesterday was some kind of show, right? I mean, not some kind of sports day. Oh, man. Big shout-out to the Cowboys that's doing their thing, the Saints and the Panthers. I know I trash-talked, did I not? But I didn't trash-talk too bad because I am a fan of the Panthers. It's my favorite teams are the Houdet Nation and the Cowboys. You guys know that. So, you know, Dez Bryant, he said this. He don't need. He said if he don't get any Christmas presents, he's fine because that right there is a present in itself. And that's right, Dez. That's a present to me and all of us that love Cowboy Country. And still the Saints, they did play a good game. But what I don't understand, some of you probably say, what? But that was a good game, that last minute touchdown from the Panthers. I mean, that happens, you know. That happens. But they played a good game, but I don't understand why Drew got sacked four times before halftime. Why was he not covered and protected? You know? And so, again, you know, I want to shout out Norman Robinson, also Mississippi native of WDSU-TV in New Orleans, having a fantastic conversation on his page. He stated that the Saints, and he's down there with them every day, saying that the Saints is not a playoff caliber team. And, you know, a lot of people are agreeing with him, but I'm like, it's not over yet. You know, it's not over yet. We're still a wild card. The Cowboys are in the hunt. So it's not over yet. It's open game for the teams that are still surviving. You know, and so the Saints, we play with the Buccaneers. Panthers, they play the Falcons. Cowboys, Eagles next time round, next week, week 17. So this is like a soap opera. This is just crazy. The Patriots will beat the Houston Texans. This is just a wow. Wow. But, you know, we can't give up yet. But I want to congratulate Cam Newton. He is one of my favorite players. And if I'm down 100% plus with the Houdet Nation. I have it no secret saying who my favorite players and executives and coaches are. I'm open. I'm not in a closet. And so I'm just saying, if we had to lose against anybody, then you know the Panthers. They're hot. I was looking at, and I even posted, I think, a video of Coach talking over the weekend about how bad Cam Newton is. He was, and the Panthers are, you know, but they're going to do the best they could to do what they do. And if you visit Norm Robinson's page, you'll see a lot of different comments from different people, different Houdet fans, and it's just amazing. My thing is they played a good game, but why Drew is not protected better? You know, some people have been, you know, saying Coach could have called better. But I just don't understand why Drew's not protected more. He should not have been sacked six times and definitely not four times before halftime. That's just sad. But big shout-out to the Cowboys. And I was watching NFL Network, and they were talking to owner Jerry Jones. You guys know I love me some Jerry Jones and Tom Benson family and Mark Cuban. I love me some owners also. And so I think this is really deserving of Jerry Jones. He has been a hardworking owner. I know all the owners are hardworking, but Jerry Jones has been one that has been in the forefront, out there, and really – And I'm just feeling him right now, you know. I'm just feeling him. Love you, Jerry Jones. You know, and just feeling him. Just feeling him. You know. So I won't go on talking sports talk. We will be talking sports talk also on Friday and throughout the all week and so on. But you know, this is Christmas time chatter, and you guys be safe also while you're shopping. In stores and online also. Be very protective of your information. And this is last-minute shopping time. And you know what? I'm not against last-minute shopping time. Sometimes you find the best gifts last minute and at the best deals also. And even if you don't get a gift at a good deal, sometimes it's the right gift. You know, you're under pressure and you're out there in the hustle and bustle. But those that don't mind being in the hustle and bustle when you're out in the stores, you know, remember, be patient. Remember, be patient. And sales, and there are salespeople that really care and really patient with you also, and out there really wanting to help you find those perfect gifts. But again, here's a continuation of Merry's Christmas by Michael Anthony. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, wishing you a happy 2014 also. Hey, I haven't called. Those hot toddies are working in prayers from you also. So thank you for caring about that I do get better, okay?
Merry Christmas, how you been? Me, I'm doing fine, I'm still alive and kicking. After all of these years, the Christmas tree is up, lighting up the room, hung up the stockings. That day will be here soon. Need to wrap a few more presents and place them under the tree. Johnny's playing football. You ought to see him run. We watched him play just last Saturday. Man, they almost won. You'd be so proud of the man he's starting to become. And little Susie's quite the charmer. She always gets her way. Hard to tell her no sometimes when she looks at me that way. I'm wrapped around her finger like you always said I'd be. I'm sitting here feeling so blessed, but I can't lie to myself, it's you that I miss. It'll be a bittersweet day come Merry's Christmas. I still recall that early Christmas morn. Kids were at the grandma's house, all snuggled up and warm. It was hard to see the road through all the falling snow. Then out of nowhere fast, I saw a big bright light. There was nothing I could do, there just wasn't any time. When I woke up that evening, they told me you were gone. I cried so hard, oh, I cried for you. I cried for our children, it was all that I could do. Such a sad, sad day on Merry's Christmas. They mean, but somehow in my head I hear a different thing, and it tears me up inside when I think about that day. Still the whole world celebrates on Merry's Christmas. Merry's Christmas. Oh, Merry's Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish. Christmas is in the air. Since 1907, millions of Americans have decorated their holiday cards and packages with the American Lung Association's Christmas seals. Money raised through Christmas seals funds vital research and education in asthma, lung cancer, and other debilitating lung diseases. And it helps fund the fight to protect kids from tobacco and promote cleaner air all across America. Join us as America celebrates another year of Christmas seals. At ChristmasSeals.org, you can revisit 100 years of Christmas Seals designs and even email them to family and friends. But most importantly, you can order this year's seals and be a part of this life-saving holiday tradition. Celebrate another year with American Lung Association Christmas Seals at ChristmasSeals.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant brief rain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
You book for a song of angels is now ringing through the air. Never valley, never mountain, heard an anthem half so fair.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant brief rain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Messenger, the gods have mercy on us, seen my human eye. Shepherds, hear the wondrous message, glory be to God on high.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant brief rain. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Let us also sing the praises of our God so full of love, who on Christmas sent a Savior from above. Who on Christmas sent a Savior from above. Ah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, is the jubilant. God is sending us a Savior, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Terrific, that sounds very good. Lennon T. Smith. Whoa, 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 okay. Checking out stores that are open, like now until Christmas Eve. And this is from Lemon Grove Patch, and I think this is from the San Diego area, right? If I'm wrong, you all will correct me, all right? Reggie Bush is from the San Diego area. Monday Essentials, what stores are open on Christmas Eve? We provide a short list of major chains and the hours they're scheduled to be open. And this is posted by Gina Tenorio from the Lemon Grove Patch. And many of us, you know, we know Toys R Us and Walmart and Kohl's, but let's see what she writes. If you still have some shopping left to do, you're not alone. Just talking about that, stores know there are still a lot of people who will be rushing out of Christmas Eve for last-minute gifts. A number of national chains plan to stay open late on Christmas Eve. Toys R Us stores have been open nonstop throughout the weekend, and most Walmart stores will be open until 8 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Kmart may be trying to make it the easiest for shoppers. Most of the retailer stores plan to stay open as late as 10 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Isn't that amazing? Other Kmarts, especially in the Los Angeles County area, are scheduled to remain open even later. So some stores are just going to stay open as close as they can to Christmas. Isn't that something? Some store hours are, and this newspaper recommends that you, you know, visit websites and of your respective stores to locate their hours and their areas. Kmart will be open from as early as 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. or 11:59 p.m. on Christmas Eve, according to the website. So visit Kmart's website to find out the store hours at the location nearest you. I don't even have a Kmart. I wish we had a Kmart in Jackson. I love Kmart. Grew up shopping Kmarts and Super Kmarts. We haven't had a Kmart in Jackson since the early 2000s. Super Kmart. Miss Kmart greatly. There's like Kmarts in, up in North Mississippi. When we went to Tunica, it's like Kmart's in Tunica area, Memphis, and I know New Orleans have Kmarts also. So when I visit New Orleans for the NBA All-Star weekend, God willing, I'm definitely going to Kmart too. I know, go to the other like big name stores, but definitely Kmart. Walmart is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Kohl's 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Toys R Us will be open until 9 p.m. The store has been open nonstop anyway throughout the weekend. Target is running on different schedules also, so visit their website. Some of the stores may open as early as 7 a.m., but their advertising circular asks that you check online or call your local store directly, you know, so you won't be taking a, making a, you know, a wasted trip. So visit your local store, okay? So that's information regarding some of the stores, and I'm sharing it on Facebook, and I tweeted it out also. Well, I liked it on Facebook, and it came up a little. Happy belated birthday. Also, one of my favorite guys, Chris Angel. His birthday was on the 19th. I've been telling everybody happy birthday, and did not mention Chris Angel, and he was thanking everybody for wishing him a happy birthday, and I've loved networking with him for many, many, many years, and he probably went, well, I hadn't heard from Beth. So if you're listening, Chris, happy, happy birthday, okay? Because he's one of my favorite, favorite guys. So talented, and, you know, he is so giving. He's a humanitarian. And that he's really, like, really giving to those who should be given to. But that's one thing I like about his reality shows also, from Mind Freak to the current one. He really shows what entails, the behind the scenes, you know. You really see a lot in regards to that. Let's see. More store openings and topics. And if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. I know I've mentioned Ryan Seacrest. His birthday is tomorrow on Christmas Eve. Let's see what other periodicals are talking about, media, talking about in regards to these last-minute shoppings in stores. And, you know, when you're shopping with other, like, direct sellers, like I am, an Avon lady, there's, you know, Mary Kay's and Tupperware, Scentsy. You can shop with your favorite direct seller. You can visit online stores like Avon. You can visit Avon.com. You can visit youravon.com/BethWilliams. If you want to talk with somebody in person in your area, I can help you locate that person. Or you can locate also on the website a person that is nearest to you, a rep. But you can always shop online and quick delivery also. Now, deliveries, if you order today, you might get it tomorrow, but because we're good with our deliveries, but it'll come fast, you know. That's why, when I talk about last-minute shopping, sometimes the best deals are right after Christmas, and I see a lot of experts also recommend that also. I consider myself an expert, though. This article was published the other day, and it's very interesting. San Jose Mercury News, in regards to the last minute shopping in stores that are open, and it's from Heather Somerville, and it goes to say that some stores to stay open for more than 100 hours for last minute. This is right before the weekend. Heather Somerville wrote this article, and she says that Black Friday's round-the-clock sales apparently was just a warm-up for the home stretch of the holiday season. As many retailers open their doors this weekend and stay open, keep them open straight through Christmas Eve. An unusually short shopping season, they were just 5 days, now it's 2 days, to Christmas, retailers are putting out all stops. It's crunch time, said Jamie Gutfrood, Chief Strategy Officer at the Intelligence Group, a business research firm. For the first time, Kohl's will stay open 108 hours. They've been going, we just talked about that. And so they're not going to close until 6 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And Toys R Us, which has helped pioneer extended holiday hours, by shifting Black Friday sales to Thanksgiving, has been open, you know, and they're in the midst of being open 87 consecutive hours. They open on Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and they plan on not closing at 9 p.m., like I mentioned earlier, on Christmas Eve. The retailer's flagship store in New York Times Square has been open since 8 a.m. on December 1st, and will stay open for 566 hours. The store's longest stretch of uninterrupted shopping, that's probably going to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, been open that long. It's been an escalating progression, Gutfrood said. 10 years ago, it would have been, oh, my God, but now it seems to be not such a leap. It's all about the consumer now. I've always been taught in sales and marketing all my life since a kid to now, you know, the customer is always first. The customer is always right. Some people argue that about the customer always being right, though. There's like some loopholes. There's like a little fine print regarding that. The shopping all-nighter started on Thanksgiving when more stores than ever before opened to lure shoppers away from the dinner table and into the malls for sales that used to start on Black Friday. Retailers hope the extended hours will make up for the 6 days that lost this season. Thanksgiving fell late this year, leaving just 26 days until Christmas and setting up for the shortest holiday season since 2002. Many retailers depend on the holidays for up to 40% of their annual sales. Exactly. Avon, most of Avon's annual sales, 40% of Avon's annual sales are during this time of year, during this fourth quarter holiday season. And shopping almost a week out of the season could cost retailers about $1.5 billion in sales, according to a study by Adobe, ADBE Digital Index. These final days are really important to the retailer, said Vera Gibbons, a financial analyst and spokeswoman for Capital One. This is it. This is make it or break it. It's not just the marathon hours that will fill round two of Black Friday. Retailers will also dangle sales and promotions in front of consumers, many of them as good or better than Black Friday deals. Toys R Us is offering 50% off and buy one, get one deals with a two-day sale, which started Friday. Kohl's is offering a gas back on purchases, and Target has discounts of up to 60% and has extended its in-store pickup service for online orders to 2 p.m. Christmas Eve, December 24th. Experts expect consumers will hit stores at every hour of the day and night until Christmas. While retailers have struggled with the shorter seasons, so too have shoppers struggled to find time to buy gifts. You know, we wish we had more hours in a day, right? The next week will be extremely hectic and busy, and you'll see a huge ramp-up, said Michael Nimira, Chief Economist and Director of Research at the International Council of Shopping Centers. According to a survey by American Express on December 6th through 8th, about 21% of consumers hadn't started their holiday shopping yet, and almost a quarter were only halfway. And many of you have not started yet right now as we speak. The longer hours also are a response to growing demand from consumers to buy what, when, and where they want, retail experts say. Many consumers, especially millennials, expect the same from brick-and-mortar stores that they get from online shopping, which is at their fingertips 24 hours a day. Everything is fluid, Gutfrood said. If I could have extraordinary at a click of a button, I had better be given extraordinary in the store. Many of the shoppers expected to be out in the wee hours would be usually procrastinators, experts say, but the round-the-clock hours also give nurses, truck drivers, and others who work night shifts some of their first shopping opportunities all season. Kathy Camp of Lake County was at Emeryville on Thursday to visit family and buy gifts for her grandchildren at Toys R Us. She has no plans to return to the store for any middle-of-the-night shopping, but said that extended hours could come in handy for working parents. Once the kids go to bed, one parent could go out shopping, Camp said. Macy's extended hours are a direct result of customer feedback, said spokeswoman Megan Pardo. Our customers ask for more store hours in the day and night to shop, and we listen with stores that open late at night or opening early. And listening is very important. I know when recently we had a meeting, a couple months ago, we had a meeting, the regional division manager, my consultant district manager, and my sales leader, you know, we had a meeting, and I know one question they asked or something, what was important, and I said that listening to customers is very important, you know, and it is important to listen to consumers and customers and your clientele and potential clients for what their wants and needs are. But some analysts warn that hitting the stores in the middle of the night with just a few days left before Christmas, when many consumers are tired and overwhelmed, is a recipe for overspending. If you're shopping at 4 a.m., people just discount it, Gibbons said. It's like not really happening, but it is. And when you get that bill, you'll see it. It's a tradition that probably is here to stay. They've opened up Pandora's box. How do you take it away? Gutfruit said people will accept that this is business as usual. And you can contact the author of this article that I just shared with you, Heather Somerville, at 510-208-6413 and follow her on Twitter at Heather Somerville as she's been writing about the retailer's marathon hours and stores open around the clock. Again, contact the websites, Macy's, Toys R Us, Kohl's, other stores of extended shopping hours like Target, Kmart, Nordstrom. There's not a Nordstrom here in Jackson, but I know my friends in Dallas shop at Nordstrom's and work at Nordstrom's and in other areas. But check out the websites of the respective stores that you, if you're considering shopping at their local locations in your area, to see their store hours and all of that. Okay. But that's good right there. So that's good. You know, it's important for us to be updated on what's really going on, right? And I think I shared this article on the pages. This is an important article to tweet out and share. But again, thank you so much for supporting the show, for viewing the profile. Celebrating 3 years on March the 21st, 2011. On 2014, started on 2011, March 21st. And so thank you for your support and all this. Still developing, but thank you. And thank you for, even after the hiatus, thank you for returning to listen to the live broadcast. And thank you for also checking out the archive shows. I see you do listen to the live shows, and you do check out the archive shows, those of you that are new and those of you that like the show. But, you know, if you have ideas, want me to showcase your music, don't hesitate to contact me. You can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT at yahoo.com. And as I was preparing for the show, I was watching, of course, Morning Joe. You guys know I love me some Tom Jordan Morning Show. Shout out to Tom Jordan Morning Show. They're networking with Tony B in Dallas. Also, he's been asking some awesome questions about Facebook. But I was checking out Morning Joe, which I have volume turned down on. And Morning Joe, remember I shared the story about Target on Friday? They said that some of those credit card numbers and PIN numbers have already been sold on the black market. You remember I mentioned to you about the class action lawsuit that had been filed about some of many credit card numbers and PIN numbers have been compromised and out there. So Morning Joe had reported at the beginning of the program that some of those credit card numbers and PIN numbers have already been marketed and sold on the black market. Isn't it something? It is. But again, I'm wishing each and everyone is celebrating a birthday or anniversary or engagement or somebody you're preparing on proposing. Proposals go on around this time of the year too, right? Christmas and New Year's Eve, and then we have Valentine's Day right after. So congratulations to the interviews that, you know, we have a big romance on the heart. You know, on Wednesdays we talk about matters of the heart, you know, dating and marriage and being happily single or happily married or sex and dating and all that. I always have fun on that show. Remember to visit my friend Belinda Bostic's website also, who is a regular on my Wednesday show. And sometimes on Monday's show, Matters of the Heart. Visit her website, Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic, also, and check out some of her fantastic romantic gift ideas. And visit my website at Avon at youravon.com/PastorWilliams. But big shout out to any and everybody who's been a guest co-host on the show, been a guest on the show, called in the show, minus the few prank calls. And they said that's a sign of being on the right track or whatever. Big shout out to the Blog Talk Radio staffers and the founder, and also my cohorts, Ebony, and especially those that I interact with all regularly, like Ebony Empress and so on. Thank you. True God Immortal. Remember, check him out, Wrestling Heels. Check out his music. Big shout out to everybody. Wish everybody a continued happy holiday season, and a happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and a happy 2014. That's, may your dreams and may your wishes and may come true. We'll talk about that. On Friday, we'll be recapping some of the big stories of 2013 also. I posted some articles about some of the weirdest stories, some of the biggest stories of the past year also. And my thing is, there's been some bad stories. There's been some good stories. There's been some heartwarming stories, right? Yeah, most definitely. But again, thank you for your love and your support. You've been listening to Motivating Hearts. No, not Motivating Hearts. Lord, I'm so excited. I'm combining my shows. Motivating Monday. This is the last Monday before Christmas. Oh, man. Next Monday will be the last Monday of the year, of the 2013, ringing in the new year. Isn't that something? Wait a second. Yeah, I'm right. So Saturday is the 28th. Yep, the last Monday. But again, thank you. God bless. Remember, you are love and also spread love. Let's let go and let God, let's do this. But again, congratulations to the winners. Congratulations to those who still in it to win it, still in it. Cowboys, Saints, you're still in it. Congrats to, I love you some Cam Newton and the Panthers. Congratulations. I wanted to see my Saints win, but I have nothing bad to say about the